This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 116 for Friday, October 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures turn around to close higher on Friday afternoon after giving up previous gains late this morning. At the final settlement, the January canola contract adds $1.90 at $654.90 per ton. The March contract gains $1 at $663.60 per ton. As November options expire today, first notice day will be October 31st. An analyst comments that canola is overbought at this time, but notes the market is not bearish. Pressure on the Canadian oilseed is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. However, gains in crude oil are supportive of the vegetable oils. Also underpinning canola are ongoing concerns regarding production this year, as many in the trade do not believe the harvest will meet StatCan's estimate of 18.98 million tons. Rather, a number of projections place canola production at 18 million to 18.5 million tons. The Canadian Grain Commission reports that while exports for the week ending October 20th fall to 253,000 tons, the year-to-date of 2.59 million tons is more than twice the amount exported this time last year. The Canadian dollar retreats on Friday afternoon with the loonie at 72 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.23. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 116,000 tons of current crop soybeans to China. Also, there's a private sale for 136,000 tons of current crop corn to Mexico. Ahead of the USDA crop progress report on Monday, the trade pegs the soybean harvest at 90% complete and the corn harvest at 80% done. Although Russia is proposing a new international grain exchange, one among the BRICS countries, it would take several years to organize. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday, with the November contract down 8.5 cents at $9.88 per bushel. December soy oil gives up almost 2/10 of a cent at 44.15 cents per pound. December soy meal loses $4.60 at $305.80 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn retreats 6 cents at $4.15 per bushel. December oats are up 3.5 cents at $3.80. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago December pulls back 12.5 cents at $5.69. Kansas City December falls 15 cents at $5.72. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 12 cents at $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, October 25th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.